Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable and to our book pick segment for this Tuesday mornings. We always love Tuesdays when we welcome bookstores from our family of independents who dispense wonderful advice on books to pick up and enjoy. This morning, we welcome the Chatham Bookstore to join us to present a fine list of books for these last few days of summer. Get us ready for the fall, and we welcome Diane Ordman from the Chatham Bookstore. Good morning, Diane. How
are you? Good morning, Joe. Good. Thanks for having us.
Very nice to have you with us. Where would you like to begin?
I am going to begin with a book called Reckless. It's a work of nonfiction, and the subtitle of the book is called The Racehorse Who Became a Marine Corps Hero.
Oh, cool.
Yes, it's very cool. I love nothing more than a good story about the human-animal bond and what animals can do for us, especially in times of crisis. And the story of Reckless is, it takes place in the Korean War. And a Marine by the name of Eric Peterson got the idea that he would like a pack animal to help him carry his ammunition. He was in charge of recoilless guns. And the Korean War was a war that was fought on hills. The Marines would capture one hill at a time. So he went to the racetracks. He saw this beautiful horse. Her Korean name was Flame of the Morning. Mm, and beautiful. He bought her. He took her back. He, you know, would pack her up with the ammunition, and he taught her how to go up the hills and carry the ammunition. That in and of itself is an amazing feat for a horse to do amidst gunfire, and, you know, they're flight animals. For them to actually be able to do something like this is amazing. But I just want to tell, like, what happened in one day with this horse. The fighting went on all day long. She started out with two handlers, and they would take her from the depot up the hill, and she would give her ammunition away. As the hours dragged on, her handlers collapsed, and they could not go with her. They sent her off. She made her way back down by herself, continued all day, bringing the ammunition back and forth. Towards the end of the day, the wounded started to be cumbersome at the top of the hill, so she added that job to her resume. She started carrying wounded Marines back when she had unloaded her ammunition. So at the end of this day, Marine Peterson had calculated that she made 51 trips. She carried 9,000 pounds of ammunition over 35 miles. It's really incredible. And obviously, she won the hearts of the Marines that she served for. There are many reports in the book that not just what she did, but the inspiration she provided for the Marines fighting around her that would see her going back and forth on her own. It's really an incredible story. And I'm happy to say that she was taken care of, because so many times animals are collateral damage in wars, but she actually became a Marine, and she was promoted to sergeant. So she was Sergeant Reckless, and she retired, and she was brought home and gave the life that she earned.
The book is Reckless, The Racehorse Who Became a Marine Corps Hero by Tom Clavin. And next we go to?
We go to Hold the Dark by William Giraldi. And dark, dark, dark it is. It is a story that takes place in a village in the edge of Alaska. So it's really the edge of civilization, actually. And the story is about Russell Core, who is a wolf expert, and he receives a letter from a woman who lives in the village. Her name is Medora Sloan. And what's happening in her village is that wolves are attacking the children of the village. Her son is the third one to be taken, and she implores him to come and help. She wants him to find the wolf that did it, and she would like some remains returned to her so she could bury her son. He goes. The disappearance of the child, there's more to it than it seems. And enter her husband, who was fighting in the desert war, and he comes back also, and the plot thickens from there. It is intense. It is gritty. It is dark. And it really evokes, for fans of Russell Banks, The Sweet Hereafter and Affliction, it's almost like a combination of the two. Just the wilderness, the grim survival, and the violence that can happen in families. It's quite a story. It's pace just ticks along.
Good stuff. It is Hold the Dark by William Giraldi, and it's published by Norton.
Yes. So next I have Lucky Us by Amy Bloom. Many people know Amy Bloom from her bestseller Away. This is her next book. And just as the previous book was about, you know, a family torn apart, Lucky Us is about a family that manages to love each other and stay together, even though the characters are flawed and there's tragedy happening around them. The main character is Eva. She is a teenager. She runs away with her sister Iris, who is the beauty of the family, seeking fame and fortune in Hollywood. And this is all taking place in the 1940s at the end of World War II. So one of the things that Amy Bloom is so brilliant at doing is evoking the time that she's writing about. It really felt like a slice of Americana to me. I felt like I was at the fireside chat with FDR. And her other genius is that even though she's writing about tragedy, there's a lot of comedy in her writing. Her sentences are small and beautiful and intensely packed with emotion. At one point, I burst out crying reading it. I really did. I have to say,
that's a good novel.
It is a good novel. I just want to hug it. You know, that's how I feel about it.
Good stuff. I love Amy Bloom. She's been here many times and one of my favorites.
You really have to read
really
it.
Good
it's great.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Amy Bloom, Lucky Us, and it's published by Random House.
Next, I have Bone Clocks by David Mitchell. And this is a story that the structure many people will find familiar from David Mitchell. It kind of goes between the past, the present, and the future. In this book, the story is broken up into decades. And we start in the 1980s with Holly Sykes, who's a teenager. And then we move to the 90s, 2000, 2010. It ends in 2040s. And not every section has Holly Sykes in it, but they're all connected. There's all an interwoven story between everybody. And I particularly enjoyed the 80s piece because I was a teenager in the 80s. And there was lots of pop culture to enjoy. David Mitchell, you know, one of the greatest storytellers around. And if you're a fan of Cloud Atlas, I think you would definitely enjoy this. It's a great read.
It is Bone Clocks by David Mitchell, again published by Random House.
Okay, so this is my last book.
Okay.
It's called 365 Days of Wonder, Mr. Brown's Book of Precepts. And this is a follow-up to the book Wonder, which was a bestseller, a children's bestseller, last September, which I actually brought on the radio.
Right.
And central to the theme of wonder was a teacher who introduced the idea of precepts to his students. They were middle school students, and a precept being principles to live by. So at the end of the book, all the children were writing precepts, and it kind of was a catchy theme. So RJ Palacio came out with this as a follow-up, 365 Days of Wonder. And what she did is she asked children to write to her some of their favorite precepts or to make up a precept. So it's really quite sweet. There's one for every day, and it's mixed in with the author's, some of the author's favorite precepts. I see Vince Lombardi here, and then there's some from some children, and it's really, it's a nice little gift to give someone who loves wonder.
So a few words per page, let's say.
Yes.
And but things to think about on each page.
Absolutely. One day a page. Wake up, look at it, read it, live it. A lot of it's kindness, you know?
A lot of it's common sense, but yeah. Every once in a while you have to be tapped on the shoulder and reminded.
Okay, your deeds are your monuments. Inscription on an Egyptian tomb. All right. That was October 1st.
It's very pretty, too. Yellow and blue. And,
it's yeah. It's a lovely little gift book, I think.
365 Days of Wonder, Mr. Brown's Book of Precepts, and that is out. Anything else exciting going on at the bookstore that we should be aware of?
Well, we had an exciting event yesterday, which was cool. Lydia Davis was with us.
Oh, I
and
love
I
Lydia
know
Davis.
You promoted that on
yes.
your show when you interviewed her. And wow, it's really incredible to see that brilliance has humility and is humble, and it's just, she's just lovely.
Tell me there were a lot of people there.
Well, there were as many as we can fit.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was a closed event. You had
yeah.
to reserve a seat because it's a small bookstore.
That makes me feel better about humanity.
But we would have had much more had we been able to.
Go larger.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's an amazing
woman.
Incredible.
She's incredible. And she lives right down the road from us, and she's been a loyal, you know, customer for many years. And
good stuff. So I assume you have signed copies.
Yes.
Of, what's the great name?
Can't and Won't.
Can't and Won't.
Yes.
Which is one of the stories in the book.
Right.
The collection, and it's a beautiful collection, and also a fine-looking book as well.
It is a fine-looking book.
For more information on the Chatham Bookstore, you can go and visit them, 27 Main Street in Chatham. And you can also check out their book picks online, wamc.org/roundtable. And we have our book pick segment there. And we actually have all of our segments, if you want to hear back, wamc.org/roundtable. Again, 27 Main Street in Chatham, if you would like to visit them live in the flesh. And why wouldn't you? Diane, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure. Wonderful list of books. Good stuff.
Thanks.
Great stuff.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. A great pleasure to have you with us this morning. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.